out the window. So accidental. But how would I know?
We'll be right back. done. I thought I'd give you the benefit of the doubt. Thinking about it.
The artist Kit Major with the song Garbage Planet. Really fun stuff. And I won't talk for too long to keep the music going, but up next we have a band from Windsor, Ontario called Talking Violet, off of an album that reflects on changes in friendship, loss, and the pursuit to create space. This is going to be their track Scatterbrains. It's really great stuff, and we'll get right to it after this short promo for a show that happens on Fridays at 6 p.m. So stay tuned for more great rock music.
Listen to Home of Burnaby Rock, CJSF's Lux Rock Electronic Show. 2 hours of relative power each and every Friday, 6 to 8 p.m. and repeats every Thursday, 10 to midnight, right here on CJSF 90.1 FM. Do it.
was the Canadian band Astral Witch from their newest album Confession with the song Old Blood. Really cool emo doom rock. I loved it, and they're a great band too. And that just about wraps up my time for you today. I thought I had time for one more, but I have one last song for you. Another Canadian band called Bring On the Storm. I'll play you the track Fearless. Kind of perfect, I think. I think that's a good resolution for this year, being fearless. That's definitely something I tried this past year, and as scary as it was and as crazy as the outcomes was, I think it was worth it. Always just trying your best and doing something that scares you is always a pretty good way to go. Even if it's scary, even if it doesn't feel right, like, you always learn something. So I hope you have a great rest of your day. I hope you have a great first day of 2025. Thank you so much for tuning in. This is CJSF 90.1 FM.
Project Feeder Watch is a community science bird counting program that thousands of birders participate in each year. Dr. Ashley Dayer, a conservation scientist, says the project is also a great opportunity for over one-third of birders with disabilities. Ashley leads a research team based on Project Feeder Watch data and says the project is readily accessible for most. And neurodiverse participants have shared how, with birding, their own disabilities become helpful tools.
We've done interviews with folks who are neurodiverse who will say, because of my autism, I'm an even better birder because I can remember things really well. Or people with ADHD saying, it's one of the times that I actually can zero in and stay really focused. My ability to hyper-focus plays a really great role.
Ashley and her team's main goal is to learn ways to increase inclusion and accessibility to Project Feeder Watch. Participation is low among the vision impaired and Black and brown people, but project organizers are hopeful that new incoming data will help change that.
We're trying to understand how to improve Project Feeder Watch so that it is a project that people want to be involved in and feel like they belong.
Learn more about the latest Project Feeder Watch findings on the new season of Bring Birds Back, available now in your favorite podcast app or at birdnote.org. I'm Jazzy Johnson.